to him, you know, with the radio, I can, you know, reach out and talk to other people around the world. And he says, well, why don't you just use the Internet? I just about laughed in his face. He says, well, that's not what this is all about. This is a hobby. And plus, I didn't have time to explain to him that we do use the radios for emergencies and stuff like that if the Internet was to go down. But I wasn't gonna explain to them on all that, because they have an awful hard time understanding English. They're basically pretty clueless. Go ahead. This is 888-HY.
WDANXL. Well, I had a similar experience today. I had a cable guy come out, and it's the first appointment, so 8 o'clock, because they had their problem with the Internet, and I walked up there, and he's looking up, and he says, what are all these wires in the trees? And I says, oh, you know, same thing. I'm a ham radio operator. And I says, that's my long wire. And he says, what's that thing way? I says, well, that thing way up there. I says, well, that's my 40-foot tower. So that's why, and Dan, that's probably why you hear me better when once I got that up there. So he says, well, I told him a little bit about it, and he goes, oh, wow. Interested, but he just says, I've never seen anything like this before. So I don't know. So there you go. So I guess we'll turn it over to Doug, 88MS, WDXL.
Well, thanks, Jim. Real good stories from both of you guys. I know a guy, a teller at my local bank, and he had some interest in ham radio, and he got over to, and Jim, you know where it is, the church over across the street from the road commission. He went over and had coffee and pizza with John last night, and John, you know, put the bug in him, and the guy had the bug in him already, and he reached out today, and I forgot to send him the information on, you know, free testing online, and then questions and answers for all of the tech exam questions. I got to turn that down. I'm also checking to see if I have a timeout on this. But anyway, I got that forwarded off to him, and he's pretty animated about taking his test, and I guess the only thing we need to learn or figure out if we're ever going to figure out how to get back into becoming VEs with the new system. I mean, it's a big deal because there's still guys out there that will want and need testing. All right, this is 88MS. I'm coming up on over the Echo Link using an iPhone 7. And with that, let me turn it over to 88HY. Dan, go ahead and take it away.
All right, very good, guys. Yeah, I'm still doing it the old-fashioned way, transmitting on a dual-coil linear antenna, and I do have the antenna down off of the tower, so it's only sticking up in the air about 20 feet right now. But, yeah, you know, when we were over at the fairground, we were talking to a young guy out there, you know, Roger and I, and he says the majority of the people out there have absolutely no clue that ham or amateur radio exists. And so, you know, I guess if they really, really were wanting to know more, they would pursue it. And I would say the majority of the people out there just plain don't care. Well, you know what? When that internet goes down for whatever reason, if it's a some sort of virus or other, you know, they're all going to be, you know, what are we going to do now? So I don't want to be in that category. This is 88HY, and go ahead, Jim.
WD8NXL. Well, you know, a lot of us guys, quite a few anyways, you know, and then when I picked the hobby up, probably, what, a little over 3 years ago. And again, you know, my story is like so many others. I did it when I was a kid, and I was interested in it. And then I got away from it, and then I worked with a couple guys that were hams. So then I picked it up and got into the novice license, and then you had to do code, and did that for a while, and I kind of, I think I just got, I wanted to talk, but then I knew I had to go to general, and I don't know, I just never got to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they had Brent and I started talking, a number of years ago, and I said, yes, I should do that. And I told him, you know, my story and my call and everything. And so I got the license, he says, you know, and I went back out and got my old call sign. And, yeah, it worked out cool, and you just keep on going. So that's how I got going with it. So back over to you, Doug. This is WDA MXL.